Dr. Pinsky dictating a female I am in. B-H-O-J-K-U-M-A-R-I-E. Trivedi, T-R-I-V-E-D-I. Marie Trivedi is a 55-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-17-19 when she fell downstairs. She states her left hip hit the railing and then the right side. She did lose consciousness. She believes she injured her head, neck, hand, and entire right side and went to the emergency room the same day. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of concussion and right ankle sprain. She also underwent right shoulder surgery on two occasions, but does not know her final diagnosis. She is no longer receiving any active care. In paragraph, as per the records provided, Ms. Trivedi was attended to by EMS personnel. She was found on location with police assisting her in hopping up the stairs on her good foot. She was walking down the steps when she tripped and fell down approximately 5 steps, striking her head on the wall. She denied loss of consciousness and had no neck pain present. She was taken to She was taken to virtual emergency room the same day. She had x-rays of the right foot that showed no fracture or dislocation. There was trace metatarsophalangeal osteoarthropathy. X-rays of the right ankle showed the same findings. She had a CAT scan of her head that showed no acute intracranial process. She was evaluated, treated, and released with a normal neurologic exam. New paragraph sheet. Then followed up at MedExpress Willingboro on 6-18-19. She was evaluated and diagnosed with a sprain of the right ankle, for which she was placed in a cast shoe. She was instructed to elevate the foot as much as possible. She followed up here, 3-6-23-19. She said she had a headache since she fell on 6-17-19. She was also following up on her injury for the right foot and ankle. She was referred for specialist consultation pertaining to her foot and ankle, as well as for her head injury. New paragraph on 6-27-19. She was seen by the physician assistant at Dr. Patel's orthopedic group. The nurse practitioner placed her in a pneumatic cam walker for her ankle sprain. Over-the-counter medications were suggested. She followed up on 7-9-19, and she was again seen by Dr. Patel, who recommended continuing the cam walker and range of motion exercises. She underwent an MRI of the right ankle on 8-13-19 that showed soft tissue contusion / subcutaneous edema dorsal laterally, Otherwise, there were no acute abnormalities. There was scarring of the anterior telefibular ligament indicating remote prior sprain. Apparently she had an MRI of the cervical spine that same day that showed no traumatic injury but did reveal degenerative changes by way of disc osteophyte complexes and mild foraminal narrowing at C4-5 and C5-6. Period. She followed up orthopedically with Dr. Patel over the next many months, running through 11-17-20 period. She has done physical therapy since the visit of 9-1-20 and denied any pain at that time period. She was released from care to return on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. The petition was also seen on 7-19-19 by Dr. Pampana, P-A-M-P-A-N-A, for neurologic consultation. Period. He diagnosed post-concussion syndrome, chronic post-traumatic headache, chronic neck pain, impossible right C6 radiculopathy. Period. She was to continue with gabapentin and physical therapy. Period. A pain management referral was also made for possible epidural injections. Period. He also recommended cognitive rehab therapy and vestibular therapy. Period. She was also started on Trokendil, T-R-O-K-E-N-D-L. Period. She followed up here through 12-6-19. Period. He was going to consider Botox injections for the prevention of chronic post-traumatic headaches with migraineous features. Period. New paragraph on 10-25-19. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bills, B-I-L-L-S. Period. He noted a course of treatment to date, including the diagnostic studies. Period. He opined she had a sprain of the right ankle and cervical strain and right-sided cervical radiculopathy as a consequence of her injury on 6-17-19. Period. He concluded she had recovered with regard to her right ankle injury. Period. She had not had adequate course of physical therapy for a cervical spine injury, so he recommended 4 weeks of the same. Period. She was able to continue working without restrictions in the formal and the full normal duties of a bank teller. Period. In paragraph on 2-18-20, she was seen by Dr. Galido, G-E-L-L-I-D-O-O. From a neurologic perspective, period. EMG/NCV testing of the upper extremities that were requested would be performed. Period. He opined MRI of the cervical spine findings cannot account for her symptoms. Period. No additional brain imaging was necessary. The plan was to send her for formal neuropsychological testing for chronic post-concussion syndrome. Period. Neuropsychological evaluation was done by Dr. DeMarco, D-E-M-A-R-C-O, on 11-4-20. His diagnoses were frontal lobe and executive function deficit, attention and concentration deficit, memory deficit, acute adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood, as well as sequela of head injury. Period. He wanted to reevaluate her in 7 to 9 months. Period. He wrote. He was a bit surprised by the degree of cognitive impairment noted during objective testing, as it seems to be beyond what would be expected from a concussion or uncomplicated mild traumatic brain injury, comma, especially since she is 16 months status post-injury. But additionally, following a concussion or mild traumatic brain injury, he would not expect a worsening of cognitive symptoms as she has experienced, comma, which may be contributory to secondary factors. But therefore, he believed further evaluation and treatment were indicated, where this included repeat NORA imaging with an MRI of the brain. And to initiate cognitive remediation, continued neurological care and pain management were also recommended. But he also thought she should see an ophthalmologist, considering her persistent headaches come especially with cognitive exertion and reported visual changes, which may be related to oculomotor disturbances commonly seen following head and neck injuries. Period. She saw Dr. Galito through 127-22. At this time, she was following up for her right shoulder and was 7 months out from shoulder arthroscopy. Period. She had progressed well with overall strength, function, and range of motion. Period. She was to continue to work on rotator cuff strengthening and range of motion exercises. Period. And put in parentheses, this visit was actually with Dr. R-A-G-J-A-R-A-M. Period. He had previously seen her on 4-23-21, anticipating right shoulder surgery. Period. She had already participated in physical therapy. Period. He described an MRI, showed significant rotator cuff tendinopathy, comma subacromial impingement, comma subacromial bursitis, and acromio clavicular joint arthropathy. Period. 13-320, Dr. Deer, D-H-E-E-R, performed radiographic review of the studies from 6-17-19, including x-rays of the right ankle and foot, as well as CAT scan of the head. Period. He opined all of the findings, including the enthesophyte formation and osporonium, are chronic in appearance, comma, degenerative or developmental in etiology, and predate the reported date of injury. Period. In the paragraph, the petition was also seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwon, K-W-O-N, beginning 8-10-20, period. He gave diagnoses of cervical radiculopathy at C6, comma, herniation of intervertebral disc of the mid-cervical region, and pain of the cervical facet joint from C3 through C6. Pretty thought she might require cervical facet injections. Period. Based upon the MRI, it was not possible for him to determine if the disc herniation was causally related to the work incident. Period. He also noted an EMG was positive for cervical radiculopathy. Period. On 9-8-20, Dr. Kwon administered cervical epidural steroid injection. Period. This, he performed facet injections on 12-15-20. Period. Cervical epidural was given on 11-3-20. Period. At the visit of 1-4-21, he referred her to her surgical specialist regarding her shoulder, for which she might require an MRI. Period. She had a repeat MRI of the brain on 12/16/20 that showed mild chronic ischemia but no evidence of acute infarction, comma, intracranial hemorrhage, comma, mass effect or midline shift, period. She had an MRI of the right shoulder on 3/3/21 to be inserted here, period. In paragraph prior records show on 3/8/17 she was seen at Robin Wood Emergency Room, period. She went to go through a doorway and the hinge of the door fell off and she fell, landing on her right knee and then her right hip. Period. She had abrasions to both. Period. She had no neck or back pain. Period. She did undergo x-rays of the right tibia and fibula as well as the knee that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. She was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. The following will be added to the first section and are taken from the cover letter. Period. On 7/19/19, she was seen by Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E, for headaches due to her neck pain. Period. She had a history of migraines, but reported they are very rare now. Period. He diagnosed concussion, comma, acute post-traumatic headaches, comma, and acute neck pain, possibly right C6 radiculopathy, for which he started her on medication and therapy. Period. She also was referred for a cervical spine MRI. Period. She followed up with Dr. Ware through at least 12/16/19. Period. She had physical therapy through 12/23/19. Period. New paragraph with respect to the neuropsychological evaluation done by Dr. DeMarco on 10/14/20. He explained that her education took place in Guyana and should be taken into consideration as it may have contributed to some of her lower performances during the current evaluation. Period. On 3/30/21, she presented for neuro-ophthalmology evaluation at Wills Eye Hospital. Period. I learned on 6/24/21 she had a right shoulder arthroscopic extensive debridement of anterior labral tear and superior labrum tear, semicolon partial synovectomy, semicolon arthroscopic subacromial decompression, semicolon and arthroscopic distal clavicle excision done by Dr. Rajaram. Period. She followed up with him post-operatively, along with physical therapy. Period. She experienced improvement over time. Period. New paragraph. She also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, on 6/9/22. Period. She then underwent the aforementioned surgery and followed up on 9/1/22. She followed up with him again, along with physical therapy. On 12/29/22, she reported having difficulty following her return to the bank. Period. His final visit with her was on 1/23/23. An anticipated return to work was 1/26/23. Period. Next section is physical exam. Head, eyes, ears is normal. Neurologic, normal. Extremities upper. Inspector revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder motion was full in all independent spheres without crepitus, but abduction and flexion elicited tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level. Paired motion of the left shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full on all plans without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manumuscle testing was 5-5. Pre-resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive near impingement maneuver on the right, but this was negative on the left. Paired the rest of the shoulder maneuvers are normal. Extremities lower, she was wearing stretch pants and rolled them up for visualization of her ankles. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus trend secondary to discomfort, but was otherwise 5/5. PH had mild tenderness palpation, but the right anterior telofibular ligament insertion. Feet and ankles normal, spine cervical. Active right rotation was mildly limited to 45 degrees, but was full in all other spheres. Period when distracted, she had improved rotation. Period. There was a posterior adipose lump in this region, but no apparent scars. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. We'll use the straight leg raise maneuver deferred version. Impressions on 6/17/19. Mr. Vetti tripped and fell at work on several stairs. Pritchie struck her head but did not have loss of consciousness. Pritchie was taken to the emergency room where radiographic studies showed no acute abnormalities. Pritchie then followed up with a variety of providers. She had an MRI of the right ankle and MRI of the cervical spine, both to be inserted here. Pritchie also participated in physical therapy. Paragraph neurologic and orthopedic consultations were conducted. Pritchie underwent right shoulder surgery to be inserted here. This was followed by physical therapy post-operatively. Period. Her neuropsychological testing was worse than expected. Period. In paragraph screening examination, found her to have a full range of motion of the right shoulder in all independent spheres. Period. She had a positive near impingement maneuver on the right, but these other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had mild tenderness, palpation about the right ankle, and mild weakness, and secondary to pain. Period. She had virtually full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. Her gait was normal. Period. In the paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability at the right ankle. Period. There is 0 up to 2.5% at the cervical spine. Period. There is 0 up to 3.5% for the head. Period. I might defer this. Might defer this rating to a neurologist/neuropsychologist. Period. End.